What?
Oh, he's he's stubborn.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke around with without him losing his temper. You say that he's mighty.
High-tempered.
Okay. If somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you'd say, now just...
Be quiet. I would leave that.
All right. If you used... If you're talking about how you feel and you say that I'm all...
Right.
All right. If you're tired and you've been out working all day and you come in, you say, I'm completely...
Give out.
Okay. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say that last night she...
Her heart.
Okay. If a person is sick right now, but they'll be up pretty soon, you'll say, she's sick now, but she'll be up again
by last of the week.
All right. If you have a cold and it's affected your voice when you speak, then you'll say, I'm...
I don't know.
If a cold causes you not to be able to speak very clearly or very well...
Oh, my throat's scratching.
Okay. If you're real tired, you say, I better go to bed because I'm...
I'm tired.
At 6 o'clock, I'll...
be asleep.
All right. And if it's 7 o'clock in the morning, then most likely I'll...
I'll be up.
All right. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside after you've given it for him to swallow, you'll say, why haven't you bought your medicine?
How was it?
If somebody, if you have some medicine by your bed and you don't take it, and somebody comes back in and they notice it's still there, what would they probably ask you?
Oh, they say, why haven't you took your medicine?
Okay. If someone can't hear anything very well, you would say that they're almost...
deaf.
If you begin to sweat, or if a person began to sweat when he started to the work, by the time he finished, you would say that he, what, a lot in the hot sun.
He sweated a whole lot.
Okay, what is a sore on the skin that begins with a B?
Begins with a B?
Uh-huh.
I don't ain't thinking nothing.
Sometimes it's something that comes on the back of the neck or the
boil. Oh, boil.
Yeah. All right, what is this stuff that comes out of a boil?
That's pus.
Okay. If you've got some infection in your hand so that your hand gets bigger than it ought to be, then you'd say that my hand is...
infected.
Okay. What was it you told me your ankles did when you didn't take your pill?
That's well.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is called what? When you burn your hand and you get a blister on your hand, what's that inside the blister?
It's water, it looks like.
All right. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say that you have a...
wound.
All right, a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out is called what?
I don't believe I know.
If you get just a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Well, the same thing can be used. It'd be, best thing would be,